Thank you as you speak to us. And Lord, as you are speaking, thank you for flooding us with your living waters. Thank you for a turnaround in every life, in every household, in this church, and everyone under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of glory. You have said rivers in the desert shall we see. Thank you for your rivers, Lord. And you said you make way where there seemed to be no way. Thank you for making way through the wilderness for every one of us, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation knowledge of your word. Thank you as you heal our tongue, Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord of glory, as you do your work, putting your truth in our heart and speaking your words from our mouth, Lord. Thank you, Lord of glory, that as we speak your word, you pour out yourself to perform your word. Lord, we bless you for great and mighty things in the life of the sons of God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen, amen. Please let's open once more to James chapter 3 and let's read it from verse 2 to 13, let's go. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the sheep's, which though they be so great and are driven of a fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasted great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame, it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge amongst you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so, let's first break it down. Let's look at from verse 2 to 6. This is a divine way of life that the Lord is teaching us. Look at from verse 2 to 6. For in many ways we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the sheep's, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listed. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. What is the Lord helping us to understand? The perfect man speaks the word of God only. We have to truly understand that as sons of God, the kingdom of God operates by the word of God only. Never by lying words or wrong doctrines or wrong things. It is strictly the rightly divided word of God. The kingdom of God, God is truth, and so he does all things by truth, and he made us according to his word. And so we are born again by the Spirit of God, that is truth. And so he expects you and I to live by the truth, to speak truth, to do truth, to walk in truth. In other words, we have to know truth to speak, isn't it? We have to keep hearing the word of God, truth according as it is written from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James and similar patterned translations. So truth, the word of God, another name for truth is the word of God. The word of God, God for us to speak is a great condition, a condition that we cannot do without in God's kingdom. We have to truly understand that the word of God is life, and so the God kind of life is according to his word. So truth, when we are speaking truth, you see, the word of God, truth is the perfection God is talking about. The wholesomeness, the completeness, the perfection is according to the word of God. Remember Jesus, who has come to complete us, to make us whole, to redeem us. He is the word of God. He is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes before God without him who is truth. And we cannot receive favor from God. He cannot flow himself from unto us except by truth. For God and his word are one and the same. We need the living waters. We need him to flood every area of our lives. But it is according to his word. When he comes, shall he find faith? And faith there is the word of faith. You speaking his word by faith from your heart. So you can see a great key. The word of God is so important in God's kingdom. If we want anything of God, it is by his word. We cannot do without the word of God. And so we have to make that choice to continue to hear the word of God daily, even if it's one verse. And so the word of God is so important. Now, look at verse 3. It says there, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Now, the divine bit that God put in the mouth of his sons is the word of God. Is the word of God truth? He wants truth to be in our mouths. He wants truth to be in our heart. He wants to put truth in our mouth. He wants to put truth in our hearts. For truth cannot flow from our mouth if it's not in our heart. We all know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, isn't it? And the Lord says he wants us to speak truth. He wants truth in the inward parts. He wants truth to flow from our mouth. He wants our tongues to be tongues of truth. not tongues of lies. He wants it that even in the midst of the afflictions of life, we will keep speaking the word of God. Even when we are not in trouble, we will keep speaking the word of God. He wants his sons, you and I, to speak his pure word. Not wrong things, not lying words, not the fables and the traditions of men. No, he wants us to speak the pure word of God only. Please, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 51. We will still come back to James chapter 3 so that we will understand that you and I, as sons of God, the word of God must be in our mouth. We are in God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of truth, the kingdom of the word of God. And so we have to be speaking the word of God always into every area of our lives, even at home, in everyday living. We have to be speaking the word of God, truth. Please, let's read Isaiah chapter 59 from verse 20 to 21. Please, let's go. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And so we have seen it. He wants us to speak his word, truth, to speak his pure word, truth. Please, let's open to Zephaniah chapter 3. We will zero down to verses 9 and 13. I will encourage us to read it from verse 9 to 13. But we see this is what the Lord is saying, in short, in James chapter 3, that he will do for you and I. And it's very important for us to know that we have to allow God to put truth not only in our heart, but also in our tongue, and to flow truth from our heart out of our mouth. We have to have tongues of truth. We have to have mouth of truth. We have to have hearts of truth. Remember, God is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That is part of the work of God in our lives, to put truth in the inward part, and to also flow truth from out of our mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And for us, our tongue, to always speak truth. Remember, but only the spirit is born again. So he wants to heal our tongue. He wants to heal our mouth. But he cannot do that unless we make that choice to be hearing truth, the word of God. The pure word of God, the rightly divided word of God. We have to make that choice to study the word of God at home and come to church to hear the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. We have to make that choice that daily we'll be looking into the word of God so that he can put truth into our hearts and put it in our mouth and heal our tongue. It is you who will allow him to do this. But remember, he that started a good work in us is able to complete it and bring it to his own expected end. God is still at work in you and I, but he does his work only by the truth, his word. So if we are not looking into his word, there is nothing he can do. Please, let's read Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9 together. Please, let's go. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. See a key to call upon him. We know that he will hear those who call upon him in what? In truth. Psalm 145. So he who is the word of himself, remember God and his word are one and the same. He says he will turn himself to us a pure language. And what is the language of God? Truth. God and his word are one and the same. So that we can call on him. Let's drop down to verse 13, please. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. See again, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. Another name for Israel is righteousness, righteous one. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so we see, we will not sin nor speak lies. For lies is sinful words, evil words. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in our mouth. So you can see he wants to heal our tongue. He wants us to speak truth always. He wants us to do truth. He wants us to have his pure language. And what is that pure language again? Let's open to Psalm 19 verses 7 to 10. And we will see there that the word of God is pure. So you have to be looking into the word of God daily if you want God's help in every area of your life, in everything. If you want God's outcome, God's will in every situation in life, you have to be looking into the word of God daily. If you want a good future, you have to be looking into the word of God daily. If you want a good present, present day, you know, every day is today. If you want a good today, you have to be looking into the word of life so that he can put truth into your heart, truth into your mouth, and speak truth from your tongue, healing your tongue. Remember, the body and the soul, they are not born again. It's only our spirit. So he needs to continue his work in our tongue, in our soul, in our bodies by the hearing of truth. He needs to work on us. We need to allow him to continue his work. God and his word are one and the same. He does nothing outside of truth. And so again, please let's read Psalm 19 from verse 7 to 10. Please let's go. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. In Jesus' name, amen. And so again, we see the pure word, truth, the word of God. We have to hear, we have to know the pure word. And then when we believe by faith, he will put them in our mouth. He wants us to speak truth always. He wants us to do truth. He wants his word to be in our hearts and in our mouths. He wants us to call on him in truth. He wants us to be his own in everything. And I tell you, the God we serve is according to truth. So he wants you and I to be according to truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go back to James chapter 3 from verse 2 to 6. And so we see he's talking about bits in a horse's mouth to direct the horse, and then the rudder in a ship to direct, to be able to control the ship, to be able to control the horse and the ship, you need the beats, you need the rudder. And that is what the Lord wants truth to be in our life, the beats of truth in our mouth, truth in the heart, truth speaking, truth from our mouth, our tongue being healed, being made wholesome. So our tongue speaking truth always, because it's very important. Why? The direction of our lives is according to what we say. You have to understand that. Remember, the horse goes where it is directed by the beats in the mouth. The rider will turn the horse to left or right, or even backwards, or even stop it in his tracks by that beat in the mouth. And same thing too. The direction of our lives depends on truth in our mouth. The outcome of our lives depends on you and I allowing God to do his work of truth in our heart and our mouth. Whatever we say has a great impact in the realm of the spirit. And so we cannot do without him putting truth in our heart and in our tongue and our mouth. We can't do without speaking truth always if we want a good end. The beats of truth, the divine rudder of truth is important in the shape of our lives and in the mouth of our lives. How we end up is according to what we say. And so, if we want a good end, he who is good is the one who performs his word. Let us have his word in our heart and in our mouth. Let us submit ourselves to him to do his work of truth, his work of righteousness in our lives. Let us continue to look into the word of life, the Bible daily, and come to church to hear the word of God. Let us put the word of God as number one place in our lives. For then can we get help. Then can he sort us out, no matter what comes against us or the situation we find ourselves on the face of the earth. All of our days, he will always sort us out because we are speaking truth. And our children too, when they catch that revelation, speaking truth, and they teach their own children's children, I tell you, the generations of the righteous is blessed. He's always there with you and I, sorting us out. And so, you see a key. He has to put truth in our inward parts. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 15. And he has to put truth in our mouth. Our tongue has to be made whole. We cannot have a tongue speaking lies, speaking wrong doctrine, speaking wrong things. We have to return back to studying the word of God. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. We all know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the word of God has to be put in our heart too, at the same time as being put in our tongue. At the same time, God healing our tongue. So he does all this work, but we have to allow him Many of us want to just be speaking truth without studying the word of God, without coming to church to hear the word of God, without diligently looking into the word of God daily, and we think we can just speak truth. No! God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, so shall he also reap. If you are not looking into truth daily and you come to church to hear truth, how can you speak truth? How can you speak truth? How can he heal your tongue? You will find out that because you have not been doing that, in the midst of the troubles of life, you will be speaking the troubles of life, the negatives. And I tell you, whatsoever you say, will you have. We are the ones, because we have not allowed him to heal our tongues by the hearing of truth, we are always now complaining, and we are multiplying the troubles of life. You have what you say. And so if you want good things, if you want him to deliver you from the afflictions of life, you have to allow him to heal your tongue. You have to start saying truth. You have to start knowing the word of God. If you don't know truth and believe truth, you can't say by the Holy Ghost truth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, you know. If you don't have truth in the heart, he can't speak truth. He can't even heal your tongue. You keep repeating the troubles of life, and then as you are repeating it, you are giving power to the troubles of life to remain in your life. And when he comes, he's hearing the negative things, he will go back. He will not do anything because he does nothing outside of his word. And so you have to allow him to heal your tongue. Are we in Proverbs chapter 15? Please let's read verse 4 together. Please let's go. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Please let's go again. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Let's go again. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. In other words, look at, a wholesome tongue is a tongue speaking truth, is a tongue that is not deceitful, a tongue healed by truth, a tongue healed by the word of power. For the owner of that tongue, the heart of that tongue is filled with truth. Is filled with truth. And so is a complete and perfect tongue, always speaking truth, no matter the situation of life. Remember that woman, the Shunammite woman, what did she say? It is well with me. And yet she had a dead son at home. It is well with me. And so you see a wholesome tongue, a perfect tongue, in the midst of trouble, still speaking the word of God. But look at the perverse tongue, the tongue that is always complaining, always murmuring in the desert, the tongue that the owner dies always in the troubles of life, is always speaking lies. Look at perverseness. It's a breach in the spirit. Lying tongue, speaking wrong things, wrong doctrines, is perverseness in the spirit. So you can see, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. You speak truth, and he will flow himself to you. Tree of life. Tree of life. And we have to understand these things. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 12. Let's flip back. And let's look at verse 17. Please let's read it together. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. Please let's go. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. Let's go again. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. You can see truth. You have to be speaking truth. You have to be speaking truth in your home, in everything you do. But you cannot speak truth if you neglect the word of God. You will just be speaking deceitfully. You will be bearing witness to what the enemy is doing. You'll be helping him to stay with his troubles in whatever you are grappling with. And so we can see a great key. Let's open to chapter 11 of that same Proverbs, and let's look at verses 30 to 31. You see, we have seen it that to speak truth is righteousness, isn't it? Look at verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth. When you are speaking truth, which is righteousness, the Lord will recompense you. The fruit of those truth, righteous words, truth is also words of righteousness. It's a tree of life. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all because he's speaking truth. He's calling to God in truth always. The Lord hears truth and not murmuring, not complain. Please let's flip forward to Proverbs chapter 18. And let's look at verses 20 to... Sorry, let's first look at verse 7 first. Okay, let's read it. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Please, let's go again. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Let's go again. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. See that? A fool's mouth. Somebody not speaking truth. A fool's mouth is his what? Destruction. And his lips are the snare of his soul. So we see a key. I tell you, we cannot afford to be speaking anyhow. We've heard the outcome of our lives, the outcome of us in any situation of life depends on what we are saying. The outcome of our households depends on what we are saying. The household of what we are saying is good or bad depending on the nature of the words that we are saying. If we are saying truth always, we know God does good always by his truth. And if we are saying lies, wrong things, God is not there. He cannot help you and I. In fact, by our mouth, when we are saying wrong things, we give ourselves over unto the enemy. And we allow him to do whatever he wants with us. We allow him to stay in control of our lives. But when truth is in our mouth, when truth is the rudder, the one controlling the ship of our lives, we all know we will get to a safe berth, isn't it? We all know the outcome of our lives. No matter what comes against us, it will always be good to us. He will always work all things together for good to them that love him and that are called according to his plans and purposes. But the ones that love him must speak his word always. Please, let's drop down to verses 20 and 21. And so, tell somebody, watch your tongue. Watch what you say. Let God heal your mouth. You need a wholesome tongue. In the midst of the troubles of life, you have to be speaking wholesome words. The word of God, truth, is wholesome, is the perfect word that we need to be speaking always. Amen. Amen. Let's drop down to verses 20 and 21 of that same Proverbs 18. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Please, let's go again. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. A man's spirit, a man's belly, a man's life, a man's everything, male and female created he them. And so a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. In other words, what you are saying out of your mouth is what you will have filling your whole life, is what you will reap. And with the increase of his lips shall he be what? Filled. Because what you are saying is a pointer to what is in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, isn't it? And that's why we need to go back to truth, so that we can have the right words, truth in our heart, and also truth in our mouth, and our tongue being healed. You see, the corrupt man is programmed is prone to speak lies, is prone to speak and say it as it is. Look at destruction there, destruction there. But the tongue that is wholesome will speak the word of God and says, life, rivers in the desert will we see. The wilderness, even the desert, shall become a fruitful field. As compared to, it is dry, it's always destruction there. Look at death, you understand? But the wholesome tongue will speak life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. But you have to have truth in your heart for it to flood and heal the tongue, overcoming the deceitfulness of the tongue, healing the tongue, so that the tongue will be speaking the word of God always. We are not talking about quotation now. No. We are talking about speaking the word of God under the guidance, the Holy Spirit, speaking the word of God that is in our heart, out of our mouth and tongue always. It is like this canned drink now. You know, when you shake it and you continue to shake it, the gas will be increasing. At a time, it will push and burst out. And that is how it is with a wholesome tongue. You've been filling your heart with truth, studying daily, coming to church to hear truth, even if it's one verse. After some time, so mightily grew the word of God, till it what? Overcame, prevailing, healing the deceitful tongue. And then, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will be speaking always. You will find yourself, by the power of the Holy Ghost, just speaking the word of God in every situation. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. The fruit of the lips is the creation, is the work of God's hands. But we will not be able, or He will not heal our tongue, nor enable us to speak, if we are not looking into the word of God daily, and we come to church to hear the word of God, because He will heal our tongue by His word. He will heal our tongue. He will turn our lips to speaking His word when we continue to hear and hear the word of God, for He does all things by the word of His power. He sent His word and healed them, isn't it? Including their tongue, and delivered them from their instruction. And so we see that we are filled, our spirit, our life is filled, and our lives increases by what we allow to get into our hearts. As a man sows, so shall he also reap. If you are not diligently looking into the word of life, forget it. Nothing will increase. Only the negative will increase. Verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I tell you, many of us, rather than complain, if we take the time to start looking into the word of God, filling our heart with the word of God, when we speak, we will start to see the problem going away. The problem will disappear, for so mightily grew the word of God, and it what? Overcame. And so let us understand, watch what you say. And I tell you, none of us can watch it. It's only the word of God. That's why we need to go back to the word of God. Everything on the face of the earth has man controlled, we can control, but not the tongue. We have read it in that James chapter 3 from verse 2 to 6. We cannot control the tongue. Only God can put the bits of truth in our mouth. And that's why we need to go back to truth and allow Him to do His work of putting bits of truth in our mouth, healing our tongue, putting His truth in our heart, putting the rudder of truth in the boat or ship of our lives, so that He can direct us. As we speak truth, He will direct our lives after what we are saying, which is His word. Many of us, we don't understand that is either truth controls us or lies controls us. And we know the person of truth is God, isn't it? And the person of lies is the enemy. Our ways are not in ourselves. That is why that scripture says death and life are what? In the power of the tongue. What is in the heart is what we say. If lying words, wrong doctrines, wrong things are in our hearts, that is what we'll be saying. Even in the midst of the troubles of life is what we'll be saying. Even when we don't have any troubles, it is those lies we will say. And at due season, we will reap, isn't it? But when we are looking into the word of life, and is filling our heart, he will also put it in our tongue, healing our tongue. And as we are speaking, our lives will go in good directions. No matter the troubles of life, it will always work out good for us. For we are speaking good words, and so he will direct our lives in the good direction. His will will always come to pass in our lives. No matter the attack of the enemy, it is the word of God, their yea and amen in our lives. It is the purposes and plans of God for our lives and for our households, because we are allowing him to put truth in the inward parts and our tongues. He is speaking his word out of our mouth. It is not of us. Please, let's open to Proverbs 16, and we will see there that the way of man is not in himself. You and I, we can't fool ourselves and say, well, I just stay away from evil people, but I don't read the Bible, I don't go to church, so I cannot speak evil or do evil. It's a lie. Proverbs 16 verse 1. Please, let's go. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Please, let's go again. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. God must put truth in your heart. He must prepare your heart. And then he will create the fruit of the lips. He will make you to speak the truth that is in your heart. Please, let's flip forward to Jeremiah chapter 10. And let's look at verse 23. So that we understand. If you are not studying the Bible, you don't come to church together with it to hear the word of God, I tell you, the enemy is at work. Someone must work in our lives, whether God or the devil. It is you who will make the choice. Do you want life, works of life in your life? Return to truth. If you don't want, you neglect it. But you have what you say. Jeremiah chapter 10. Please, let's read verse 23 together. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Please, let's go again. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Please, let's go. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Amen. In other words, if you are speaking the word of God, it is God speaking through you. And if you are not speaking the word of God, it is the enemy. Because you have allowed him to fill your heart with lying words. But we thank God that God is a God of many chances. If we return back to truth, he will cleanse our heart of all the lying words, and he will start to put his truth in our hearts and also flow it out of our mouths, heal our tongue, and we start to be speakers of truth. And our lives will now turn from that wrong direction of lies and turn to the right direction of truth, because we have returned to truth to sow into our lives. Any questions so far on what we have shared? Let's give him all the glory. And so, say to somebody, watch your tongue. Allow God to help you to watch your tongue by truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's turn to Psalm 17 and let's see from verse 1 to 6. Okay, let's go. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of faint lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. You can see it is very important. Look at what he says, his prayer, that goeth not out of faint lips. Verse 1. You see? And then it is his word. By your word have I kept me from the path of the destroyer. And so we see a great key. It is you who have to allow God to do it for you. I tell you, every life that speaks truth from the heart, always, that life goes in the right direction. And so tell somebody, watch your tongue. Allow God to set a watch over your tongue. Allow God to heal your tongue, to make your tongue wholesome, so that you speak truth always, and your life will go in godly direction. Your household will go in godly direction. Your generations will go in godly direction, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank God for the word we've shared. We will continue with that James chapter 3 next time. Well, let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the glory. Let's bless him. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord of glory. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you all the glory. We want a wholesome tongue, Lord. We want you to set a watch, a guard over our tongue, so that we will not sin against you. We will always be speaking truth in the name of Jesus. Lord of glory, thank you for putting your word in our heart and in our tongue, in our mouth, making our tongue good, speaking your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of glory, that by your word in our mouth, you direct our lives into good directions in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. Let's use this to pray for ourselves and our households, every one of us in this church. Proverbs 15, verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So we'll use the first part. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. And so let's purpose it in our hearts. Speak to God on your own that you want a wholesome tongue. You want him to heal your tongue, that in every situation, in everything that you come, you know, any trouble of life, in anything, you always speak the word of God, and you want him to do this for you, to heal your tongue, that in the midst of troubles of life and in any situation, even in sickness, anything, you always speak the word of God, and you want him to heal your tongue, to remove from you a deceitful tongue, so that you can speak his pure word, and you want him to help you to number your days, so that you will apply your hearts unto the words of wisdom. Even if it's one verse a day, you want him to do that for you and your household, that always you will be speaking the word of God. You will not speak guile, you will not speak deceitful lies, you will not speak the work of the enemy. No, you always speak the work of God, the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask him to heal, to make your tongue whole, and the tongue of every member of your household, make it whole in the name of Jesus. And we also stand in the gap for every household in this church, all the brethren in this church, and every one of us that belongs to Christ all over the earth. We also stand in the gap for a wholesome tongue for the people of God. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, and we want that wholesome tongue. That God has healed our tongue. He has healed our mouth, and we have returned to truth, to speaking truth always in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord.